love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me all my days.
The words are on the screen.
I'll be held in your hand. Yeah. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your voice,
I love your voice.
You have led me,
you have led me through the fire,
yes,
in darkest night. You are close like no other.
I've known you as a father,
I've known you as a father,
I've known you as a prayer,
I've known you as a prayer.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
All my life you have been so,
so good to us.
So good.
With every breath,
with every breath that I can take,
oh, I will say,
oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Lift your hands, lift your voice, say, oh, goodness is running after, it's running after me. Day by day,
your goodness is running after me, Lord.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness, Lord,
it's
chasing, it's running,
it's running after me.
Lord, your goodness and your mercy.
Mercy endure forever. So you are good,
good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Yeah. Lord, you are good.
You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus.
It's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm coming.
I'm coming back to the heart of
you. Yes, Lord.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, Lord.
It's all about you.
I'm sorry. sick day, and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring the Lord,
longing
just to bring your presence someday,
something that word
that will bless,
that will bless your heart.
I'll
bring you more than a song.
I'll bring you more than a song.
Yeah. For a song.
For a song.
I give you my heart, Lord.
It's not what you have required.
Oh, you
yes, Lord.
You search my deeper within.
To the ways
in the air.
It's all about you.
I have more than a song.
Today,
hey.
I'm from myself.
Hey.
I am your sacrifice.
I have more, I have more.
I have more than a song.
Lord.
Today,
I
brought myself.
I am your sacrifice.
I am your
from the heart, say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Tell him, Lord, I love you. I love you. Jesus. Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I live for you, Lord. I live
for you. Receive praise.
Amen.
Receive praise.
Amen.
Receive thanks.
Amen.
Receive adoration.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing us to the last Sunday of this month of September.
Amen.
It's only you who can do it.
Amen.
January we cross.
Amen.
February.
Amen.
March and April.
Amen.
You made us cross May and June.
Amen.
July and August.
Amen.
You brought us to September.
Amen.
September is coming to an end.
Amen.
And because you are the Alpha and the Omega,
Amen.
The same God, we know you are with us.
Amen.
And you cause us to cross into October,
Amen.
Into November,
Amen.
Into December,
Amen.
Into the new year,
Amen.
2024.
Amen.
And all that you have for us
Amen.
Will surely come to pass.
Amen.
We thank you, Father,
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Well, put those hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Amen. Can it take us? In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And in Haggai chapter 1 verse 6 to 8, the Bible says, it says, the Lord said, you have sown much and you bring in little. You eat but you don't have enough. You drink but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. And I believe that many of us can relate to this scripture. And so the Lord said, consider your ways. And the verse 8, what should we do? Verse 8, it says, go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified. Let's read together. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified.
Amen.
So God wants us to build this temple. In
1
Corinthians chapter 3 verse
9,
the Bible says we are God's fellow workers. So it means that we are partakers of the building of the house of God. Now, what is the church? The church is not a physical building. In the Greek, it's called ecclesia.
Greek ecclesia.
E-double-K-L-E-S-I-A. And it means the called out ones. Called out from darkness. Called out from the bondage of darkness unto God. In fact, the word ecclesia is actually not a spiritual term. The called out ones to legislate. That means that to make regulations. Like parliamentarians will do. Lawmakers. That's why whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So anybody who has been called to be part of the church is a very important person. And just as parliamentarians have got immunities, God also gives you, you receive spiritual immunities. And that's why the Bible says that you will bind principalities and powers. How do you become part of the church? How did Jesus raise his church? In Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Bible says that therefore take heed yourselves unto the flock among whom the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. He said to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. The most important commodity in your system is a blood. The quality of your blood determines the quality of your life. Blood is life. And the Bible says that we are placed in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now when you purchase something,
so to be beer,
and they say it sells for a certain amount,
say tonobi dasua.
It means the value.
If I just said,
so if you are purchased with the blood of Jesus,
then
your value is Jesus.
And
it means that you are very important to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God purchased us to be part, a permanent part of his church. Now the church is a family. Biologically, when you are born and put into a family. Even though you are part of a general world, you are part of a family. Even when you marry, you don't marry just that one person. You marry and it's an interconnection. You are literally married people in the family. Amen.
Amen.
And so we are what we call the universal church and the local church. When you give your life to Jesus, you get saved, you are born into the universal church. But you must become located into a local church. Just like when you are born into the world, you are a member of the world community, yet you are born into a family that belongs to maybe a particular tribe or groupings or race.
Amen.
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 And the Bible says that the church was purchased by the blood of Jesus. When you purchase something with your precious money, you value the thing. And it's very important to you. When it falls down, you try to pick it up. And you clean it up and you keep it well. It means that God's eyes are on you. And no matter any mistakes you make, and no matter whatever goes on in your life, God loves you. And God is interested in your life. And this morning, God sent me to tell you that He loves you. Sometimes you are there, you are thinking, who loves me? But God loves you. God cares about you. And He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, to give unto you a future and a hope, and to bring you to an expected end. And so He has brought you to be part of His family. To be part of the church. Amen.
Amen.
Now, usually people say, I'm even going to church. Technically, you can't say you are going to church. You are rather going to attend a church service. Because you are part of a church. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And one thing I want us to know is that as a church, we are a family. So it's very important to be a, number one, to have to be a permanent part of the family. Amen. So I'm just sharing with you why you must be a permanent member of this church. The reason is that you are part of a family permanently. You are part of a family. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5. New Living Translation. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5. Bible says, let's read together. God decided, read it, let's read it. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. Hey!
Amen.
God decided in advance to adopt you into His own family. Many of us may want to be adopted into a family in US. To become an American citizen. A German citizen or a British citizen. So when a British adopts you, you become a British.
So Britain when
an American adopts you, you become an American.
So no American, so American.
So when God adopts you, you become part of His family.
So yes,
the Bible says this is what He wanted to do. And it gave Him great pleasure to get it done through the shed blood of Jesus Christ to pay for your sins. So if He has brought you into the family, then you can't leave the family. A family is forever. It is permanent. Tell somebody, it is permanent. Amen.
Amen.
You see, the church is not an organization or a business you can resign. After a family, you are in it forever. And every family has issues. You know that your family has issues. But you are still inside. And oftentimes, when you are in a family, you are not thinking about what is the family going to do for me. You are rather thinking about what can I do so that my family will become a better family. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you want to clap, you can clap. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, you want to make your family great and proud.
That's why people, you find people trying to travel abroad, they can make some money, come and build their family house, come and help people, take people out to try. They will do everything to help their family members.
Amen. If I move across, I acquire in nature, say, oh, if you want to say, you be a woman,
so if you are part of a church family,
you can, I saw you grow one,
you must also do everything
to
help to build the church.
So, be a dear, be a boy, not a sorry, no, so it's
the interesting thing is that your earthly family will end on earth one day.
I will say, we see how dumb you will see how you will too.
You'll be surprised that one day before you realize your father is gone, your mother is gone, your siblings are gone, and probably you are the only one around. Then you realize that, so where is your family? And if you doubt it, ask many of the Liberians and the Sierra Leoneans when they went through their civil war and co. Some of them, two people came and they sprayed all the family members, killed everybody. So and they were the only ones who probably escaped. So in the wisdom of God, he has decided for us also to have a heavenly family, a spiritual family. So that you'll be well taken care of.
In
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15, it says, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So there's a heavenly family and an earthly family. Your earthly family is your biological family. Amen.
Amen.
Then there's a heavenly family, which is your Christian family. And your Christian family is what is going to last into eternity. Any family, a biological family member of yours who doesn't get saved to be able to go to heaven, their relationship ends here on earth. And like I said earlier on, every biological family, there are problems. Your issue with an auntie doesn't make you leave the family and change your family name. Some people even fight with their fathers and mothers, but they are still family members because of the blood. And you have been washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So you are part of the blood family. You see, when the connection, any relationship that is not a family one is temporary. And that is why one of the most important relationships must be a family relationship. The Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So God didn't intend for your relationship with him through the church to be a temporary one. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 in the New Living Bible, he says, after you are born again, we have now become part of God's family. Now, you are not a real family member or if you are not connected deeply. You may be sitting in the church, but you are not part of the family. You are just a brother. Because you don't belong to a group. You see, when you can visit your friend's house, eat their food and everything, but you are not a family member. You can even sleep there. But you have no right to inheritance. Inheritance only comes because you are a real family member. And so you need to be deeply connected. In First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, the New Century Version, New Century NCV, he says, if I am delayed, 1 Timothy 3:15, if I am delayed, you will know how to live in the family of God. That family is a church of the living God. Amen. The support and foundation of the truth. The support and the foundation. So the church is a support and foundation for you.
Amen. I say, yami asori na ye adia ebetu mi ekura wo e holomonso na e ye fafema e ye nokre e wo. Amen.
Amen. And the reason why most people don't last in Christ is because they are not strongly connected to the church.
And I'm saying adia nti ankofo bebre entumi entintim yami eba ye se omo ni yankopon yonkofa no emu ndo.
They are not part of a group.
We yami nka eku bi ho.
Because if you are part of a group and you come for quarters and you are not there, the leadership will look for you and the members will look for you. And oftentimes, it's not every day that we feel like coming to church. Do I have a witness here? There are days that actually, when you wake up, you say, oh Lord, I think I need to lie in bed a little bit more. But somehow you know that somebody is going to call you and ask you, why didn't you come?
Well, say, hey, say, I didn't remember, sorry.
Or maybe the day before somebody has called you and said, I am expecting you at church. And because you are deeply connected, there's an interconnection in the church, the family.
And I'm saying, when I'm going to sorry.
You are forced to come.
Okay,
so your brothers and your sisters help you to stay in Christ. I remember the story of this girl when she was at the university, and then the boyfriend, the beloved, you know, came and said, choose between me and Jesus.
Say now I was your baby. The boyfriend but hope beside and said,
And when there's a mystery about love, when people fall in love, you see, love blinds people. You see, you can't keep on seeing. You know, you get blinded, you get there. When they talk, hey, anybody who talks against your love is talking against you.
So, okay,
And so this girl will not hear anything. But because she was surrounded by good brothers and sisters at that time, they prayed for her. They urged her on. They were visiting her and taking her to Christian fellowship. And because of that, she became strong and stable and disconnected herself from that evil decision she was going to make, to choose a boy who is not interested in God as against serving Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you're a Christian, no matter how nice anybody is, how nice a girl may be with all her wonderful curves, and the faces and everything, and the smoothness of her voice and things, and the neck of an ivory tower or Eiffel Tower and things like that, and the rolling of the eyes that captivates you. She may look good, but if she's not godly, she's not for you.
Amen.
And if the guy has a deep voice, say hello, baby. And he has a big chest.
Yes,
and then you see his muscles, rippling muscles. Let me tell you, we don't marry. It's not those things we marry on.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
You marry a personality. It's not just the body. It's a personality.
Amen.
I see God a good person. It's a good person. Yeah. Somebody said, he's too tall. He's too short. Is he human being? Hasn't he got all powers to perform all things?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. He's got ears. He's a human. He's a person. He's the person. He's the person. Amen. Person. Amen. And the fact is that has the person got Christ inside.
Amen.
You say, oh, Pastor, you know, he's a nice guy. He lives in America. He lives in London. London is not a place. Hey, he lives in London.
Amen.
Do you know the sins that are in London?
London.
He lives in Chicago. She what? My friend. She what? Christ must be in the person.
Amen.
Don't choose a person because of what the person has. Choose a person for who he is.
Amen.
Because what he has, he can lose it.
Amen.
No, so as a family, we are guided by God's constitution, which is his word. Psalm 119 verse 105, he said, that word is a lamp unto my feet and light for my path.
Amen.
Now, when we check, there's a family gathering, and 2 Timothy 3:16 must be operating in our lives.
It
says, all scripture is inspired by God and is used for teaching the truth, rebuking error, correcting faults, and giving instruction for right living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you come to church, in the message, you have to find out, what is God telling me to do? What changes does he want me to make? What are the prophetic words that he's speaking regarding my life? What is the teaching that he's giving me to do? Amen.
Amen.
In Proverbs 4:20, he said, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my sayings. You know, he says that, do not let it depart from your eyes, keep it in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, Amen. And health or medicine to their flesh.
Amen.
So let's go back to our 2 Timothy 3:16. As we're reading there, all scripture is inspired by God. Say, all scripture is inspired by God. And it is useful for what? Teaching the truth. It's like some medication. It is useful for what? Teaching the truth. So in the every time you come to church, you must look for the teaching of the truth. Amen. And rebuking error, it means that the word of God will rebuke the error in your life. And in our families, is that they teach us the truth. When you wake up, peace. Is that not it? And if all you want to eat is to eat chocolate, say, no, you can't eat chocolate morning, afternoon, evening. Chocolate is not the main meal. So through the word of God, you are able to know where you are going wrong. And you must be happy about that. And it is for correcting faults. And every good teacher teaches his the students, and then they cancel and they say, go and do correction. And when you do it, that is right, the right sin. It is lazy and bad teachers who don't correct their students. So if you have a teacher who doesn't correct you, and you think that the teacher likes you, he doesn't like you. So if there are people around you, you go to a church that does not correct sin. Are you here with me? A family that does not correct sin. And so, I mean, I want this kind of church. I want this kind of family. Here, we don't, there are some families, you go and come in anytime. You do whatever you want to do. It's not a good family. You must be in a family where a father or a mother should be able to raise a voice. Amen. And say, don't be stupid. Don't be foolish.
Amen.
Don't be silly. Amen. Now, I read, I call with idiom. It enters your idioms.
Amen.
It enters into you and it says, don't be silly. And where I come from, you say, hey, I'm a papa when you are
adult.
They give you some zoos like, papa, papa. When you're that pager, then you are corrected. And then it gets you on track.
Amen.
In the church, there must be correction.
Amen.
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 So, well, if anybody who doesn't allow yourself to be corrected, you are a bastard.
Amen.
At my age, I am connected to people who correct me and who rebuke me. And who tell me something, and I am happy.
Amen.
That they're able to correct me. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yes.
Still Amen.
And I actually make myself available. Sometimes I ask that, am I doing everything right? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Because there are some people, when you don't ask, they won't say anything. But I'm not, because they don't know how you respond.
Amen.
But if you yourself open yourself for correction, then they will. Right now, for instance, there are many people, I will not correct them.
Amen.
Because I don't know how they are going to receive it.
Amen.
But if I know that you will need, you will want the correction, that is when I will correct you.
Amen.
But if I know, if I'm not too sure, I'll just look at you. Unfortunately. I say unfortunately.
Amen.
Because you encounter us.
Are
you here with me?
Amen.
Yeah, you will fight us. You will malign us. You will say all kinds of evil things against us. And so, for the sake of peace, you do what you want to do.
Amen.
This is what you believe in.
Amen.
But if you're a son and a daughter, if you're a son, listen, when I was a resident pastor for Dr. Abia Kofi, every now and then I go and say, is everything okay? Am I okay? Have I done everything okay? Even when he released me to come for us to start, he prayed for me. Dr. Tabe was there. Ask mommy. We went to a house, went to the Archbishop Duncan William. They prayed. There was no iota of any foolishness. Or getting up one day and say, I'm anointed. No. By a prophetic mandate, they release me and bless me. That's why they can always come around me. So when you see all these men of God come around me,
Amen.
It's because of the fact that I have served faithfully.
Amen.
And I walk in order.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
I walk in order.
Amen.
Yes. Last Wednesday, I just visited Archbishop Adansari. The moment I got to his office, he said, oh, you are here. I'm going to minister. You do the first part. Straight away, he put me on his stage.
Amen.
Yes. Go and lead this in. Straight up. Who would do that?
Amen.
On this live television station, which is beaming all around the world.
Amen.
It's because of your character.
Amen.
It's because you know that you didn't stab your father.
Amen.
You know that you didn't destroy your father.
Amen.
You didn't take a soul. I didn't take one soul from my father's church. I didn't
Amen.
Tell them that, my brothers, I'm going to start this church. So come and follow me.
Amen.
I rather told them that, stay with daddy, continue the word. Daddy has sent me, and daddy has anointed me
Amen.
To go and start something elsewhere.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It's the same family.
Amen.
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 It's the same family. That is why Bishop Dab could choose me, could ask me to become an international premier board member as
Amen.
One of his foremost members.
Amen.
Very high esteemed members.
Amen.
Of his board.
Amen.
Yes. But if you live your life anyhow, so you must allow yourself to be corrected. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
If you're a family member, then you should be corrected. You should allow your brothers to correct you. You should allow your sisters to correct you.
Amen.
Yes. I have brothers who correct me.
Amen.
I have sisters who correct me.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
My family page, one time somebody was doing something and somebody said, Allah. You know, these people who are joking, say Allah. And my big brother sent a message, say, in our family, we don't say Allah. We say Jesus.
Amen.
Then he came and said, yes, yes, sir. Hey, he said, today I'm in trouble. He also accepted because it's a family that responds to obedience and correction.
Amen.
Not even from a father, but from a senior brother.
Amen.
Yes, from a senior brother.
Amen.
I am actually amazed when I see people who cannot be corrected, who will not allow themselves to be corrected, and say, I want to do, you will break your neck.
Amen.
You will destroy yourself.
Amen.
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 That's why sometimes when you dress, you have to show yourself to somebody. Am I okay? Because maybe you are not okay. Maybe you have not zipped up. there's something showing you.
Amen.
So you have to show yourself.
Amen.
And in the church, we show ourselves.
Amen.
We are here to correct ourselves.
Amen.
We are here to support ourselves.
Amen.
We are here to encourage ourselves.
Amen.
We are here to lift ourselves up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not here to put people down. No, 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 no. We are not here to put people down.
Amen.
We are here to correct people. There have been people who have come and say, look, daddy, I did this and this, and I cry with them. I weep with them.
Amen.
And I take them to the corner, and I say, do this and this and this and this and this. We help them.
Amen.
We are not here to harass anybody.
Amen.
Listen, if you are even in this church, let me tell you today, I'm the pastor. Any sin you have gone to commit, come back home.
Amen.
If you go and kill, come back.
Amen.
If you go and fornicate, come back.
Amen.
If you get pregnant, come here.
Amen.
Be here. Give birth here. We'll protect you. We'll pray for you. You give birth. It doesn't mean we are validating that thing. After all, we are aware that many of you have sex.
Amen.
The only things are enkemu.
Amen.
It has not been enkemu ntia.
Oh,
you think, oh.
Amen.
We are aware. Some of you, even yesterday, you went to do it.
Amen.
And today, you are here.
Amen.
You are here.
Amen.
Huh? Say, you are here. But we love you.
Amen.
What we do? We love you.
Amen.
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 You are a family member.
Amen.
Well, would I drive you away?
No.
You want to have sex, so I'm driving you away?
No.
I have to teach you that, brother or sister, you don't do it outside. Oh.
Amen.
And then if you think you have found somebody, say, we'll help you to marry.
Amen.
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah. Run away. If you want to impregnate, say, I don't want people to know my sin. Amen. You'll be here.
Amen.
We'll pray for you. We'll Amen. Teach you. We'll help to become strong.
Amen.
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 If the night before church you want to have sex, you still come to church.
Amen.
Don't say, I have dirtied myself. You come conscious.
Amen.
And just come to church and come and receive a word that will change you and Amen. Will transform your life.
Amen.
I am not validating those things, but what I'm telling you is, I see Satan has a way of telling you that, Charlie, I'm not wanted. I'm too filthy.
Amen.
I'm too bad. People look at me. And sometimes when you do something bad and you are walking around, you think everybody is thinking about you. You even think that they are talking about you. Because you haven't been to church in three weeks or 2 weeks or something. He said, when I come, everybody will be thinking that I want to do so. Nobody is thinking about you.
Amen.
And even if they are thinking, let them think they are thinking.
Amen.
But God is thinking well about you.
Amen.
The prodigal son, when he went and he decided to come home, his father threw a party. When I see you coming, I will throw a party for you. I will
Amen.
Get, if you want a new dress, I will buy you a new dress.
Amen.
I said, I will buy you a new dress. He said, Daddy, I want to come back, but I don't have a new dress. I want to wear a dress that nobody will recognize me. I will ship a dress from America for you.
Amen.
Yes, I will get you something. And Amen. After, I will take you to La Palm Beach.
Amen.
So that we'll go and have lunch.
Amen.
And say, my son, my daughter, you are welcome. Amen. You are welcome.
Amen.
You are welcome.
Amen.
Jesus is bidding you welcome.
Amen.
No matter your mistakes.
Amen.
No matter your wicked. Listen to me. If you see many men of God standing, and women of God, they've fallen, they stood, they fell. They see. You see, righteousness is not a person who has not fallen, but the one who fell and got up.
Amen.
You fell and you got up.
Amen.
You fell and you got up.
Amen.
Every time you fall, get up.
Amen.
Every time you make a mistake, you fall. That is why we come to the church. So that we receive a word that when you are falling, you have somebody to lift you up.
Amen. Amen. Senior Papa Ekano. I say, I'm sorry, hey, baby. Yeba se ohun aye fin se den ya yakopon Jesus Christ mo jano ho a ebe ho nti se wo ho na ebe wo ya de enye emfata no yesa sa ja wo ye nti no esu kwan se obebe ya be fie bra obo nyame fi anyame yesu christo mo jana oho a be woro ho oba be tin nyame asem a asem ne ade a de kirekire e cheche kwan se ne obetumi edi sade a edi unya no eso nti obo nyame fi anyako pom betumi aden e na mna asem so a kirekire e oba kan ya o se se wo ho no mo a se wo suban bi a etumi tene wo wo ye obi a wo wi asem a che wo ho onwa openyi bi a obetumi aden atene wo se ne obi ko be bi a bibi se wo ho a betumi aye na aye yi amao ebia wo fie uni obi ankasa wo chatade na se ozibu kure bi a enam se usuban enyent no obi antumi kan chiro se eh unua ozibu ye bi wo de sapo akogu enim ase ntinyeba nyame afia nyame asem wo ho a be kire wo ekwan a obefa so amotuma ananti wo tini nimu amen
amen and because we are not perfect I make a mistake you also make a mistake
enam se na yenyet nene fo no
but when all is said and now we stay together because we are family. And that is what God planned in advance. He planned in advance that we should be a family. So if you step out of the church, you step out of the of God. Some people gather by, so I will switch churches. Spiritually, you are not recognized in the new place you have gone to. Amen.
Amen.
As the people even go and see abroad, they can become citizens, but they ask them, where are you originally from?
Amen.
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 So if you are born into this church, you have been here, committed and all those things, and you just say, I'm leaving because I'm not happy with an uncle. I'm not happy with my father. You see the prodigal son, one day got up and said, I think I have to leave my father. I think there's greener pasture somewhere. Hey, there's a saying, Ebusunya to say choir. You know where the choir is?
You know the
choir.
Forest.
The choir. Do you know the choir? When you stand outside, you see the choir, and the choir, it looks like all the trees are together. When you go, you say, one is here, one is here, one is here. Amen. One day, one of our church members, he went somewhere, and then he said that, hey, he didn't know that there are potholes everywhere. Amen. Where you are going, it's not a pothole, there's a manhole.
Amen.
It's a manhole. Amen. You better say, here, we know you. Amen. We know you. You see, it's better for you to be where you are known, that we know all your nonsense.
Amen.
And we can swallow all your nonsense. There are some people, when you take your nonsense there, they will take a cutlass and cut off your head.
Amen.
I'm telling you. There's some place, they don't tolerate some things.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
So if you are here, thank God, we are here as a family.
Amen. See, you push one cool hard more. If you are BBC, I'll see you after. If you are on our cocker, I don't know. If you see, I say, you see, you will say, quiet. If you be a witcher, I will say, a bomb, now you remember, you be a baby. As answer, if you see, you know. To crow the demo. It's what Hannah say Hanamo and Yamon took Bavia, O dear Cock, Oko could do a bone set, to crown a down crown, a bone cacassia, and a down. Amen.
It will swallow you and you can't come out again.
It will be Tomuto, sad bone canyon, won't be a view.
And the second reason why you must be a permanent member of this church is because you are part of a building.
Then, a dear, when you set your car, I saw a few minutes, also, Oka, Yamifia, yes,
remember that you don't disconnect yourself from your family.
Send your own to me to move from this year.
Amen? Yeah. And you don't disconnect. No matter how any family member of yours is a family member. No matter how your father is. See, some of you are so angry with your fathers. Your father is still your father. Despite all the weaknesses you think, your father is your father. You better honor your father so that you'll be blessed.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians 3:9, Bible says we are God's building. That's what I am part of God's building. So when we all come together, we form a spiritual house. Amen.
Amen.
We are partners together for God, and you are God's field. You are God's what? Building. Now, a building has many building blocks. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, the Bible says, come as living stones and let yourselves, read it with me, come as living stones and let yourselves be used in building the spiritual temple.
Amen.
Where you will serve as holy priests to offer spiritual and acceptable you know, sacrifices to God. Amen. Amen. The King James said, you also as living stones are being built up into a spiritual house. Amen. You as living stones. Say, I am a living stone.
Amen.
So you are a living stone. I've been built up into a spiritual house.
Amen.
So every one of you, you are a stone or a block. A stone and a block. A stone and a block. A stone and a block. Amen. Now, can you put on the screen a building with just the blocks together? You know, not plastered. You'll find out that for every building, there's one on top of the other, a block on the other.
Okay, so you see, Daniel, you're two blocks now. You're about to see, back also, sir.
Some to your left and to the right. Some on top or some or down. So, as part of the building of God's building, somebody will be on top of you to support the person. Somebody will be under you to who is also supporting you. Some on your sides. All supporting one another. Amen.
Amen.
And you cannot easily remove blocks of a building.
Because
they are permanent. You see, when you see building materials over there, you can just pick them up and be throwing the blocks and stones away. But when the building has been put together and you see somebody and he's picking a pickaxe and he's breaking, it sounds odd. And it looks odd. Yeah. So if you look at that building, you see that one is supporting another. Can you bring it a little closer? You know, if it is possible to pull it closer.
Yeah.
But you can see that it's made of what? Many blocks. So the more the blocks, thank you, the more the blocks, the bigger the building.
Amen.
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 And when you see a building, sections of the building, they don't move around. They don't change. So can you imagine in your house, your three-bedroom house, four-bedroom house, two-bedroom house, whichever kind of house you have. And then you wake up in the night and you want to go and you go out and you come. You are going to the kitchen. The kitchen has moved to Auntie Ajua's house. Or you finish eating and then you want to go to, if you can see him. I want to go and then the toilet is not there.
Amen.
The toilet has moved to Ayibonte or Ashalebotwe or something. Yeah, he said, where is my toilet? The toilet has gone to Ashalebotwe. When you are at Batsona or Nungwa, and it has gone to Choko, Begbeers, or gone to Bechele. The next moment you see that the thought is coming.
It's
coming back. Hey, what kind of
No.
The toilet, the building blocks must be permanent.
So who said that?
Amen.
Amen.
And you see, during construction, the building materials can be there, but if they are not joined together, they are not part of the building.
Amen.
Even though they are the building sites.
Amen. So come be yes dan ya, wo se no tie guha, cement guha, se yan kan ni na mbo mu ya, obi a tumi ko be bia yo
fesa. They must be fitly, someone say fitly joined together.
Che jomo pom.
And if you want to fit, sometimes you have to cut part of the blocks. Sometimes you have to also add, join some in order to fill a particular space very well. So when you come to the church, sometimes we say, there are things we're shaping you. You say, you, we don't always say, we have to cut something off you so that we can push you here. We have to add something to your life so that you'll fit there.
Amen.
And in doing that, the church, we have a beautiful building.
Amen. So could we be a yes, Daniel? Who's a blog? No, Nina, if one for. You do baby, it will be near the atwa. If you want money, can you hear from? Sounds not bad, sorry. Now, coupon, ask someone, if you can maybe feel home, and you know, so show me, send over to me at the atinini. Oh, now, sorry.
And have you realized that the building materials that are not knit together, they can be thrown away?
To share, baby, it's Diana who said, no, my own, you know, it's me too good.
So there are times people can be in a church, but when they are not part of a group, they are not part of a cell meeting, a cell department, they are not part of a certain kind of thing, because you are not deeply connected, you know, you are just around, but you are not part of the building. Amen. And you've got to be part of the building.
Amen.
And I want you to know that everyone has a part to play in God's building.
Amen.
You are an integral part. You are a very important part.
Amen.
In this family, you are very important.
Amen.
God sees you as important.
Amen.
I see you as very important.
Amen.
Maybe sometimes you think you are not important, but you are very important.
Amen.
You are very important. Tell your friend, you are very important.
I'm very important.
Tell another person, I am also very important.
I'm also very important.
Amen. Not everybody is a foundation block. Usually, we don't use solid block for foundation. We use solid 6 inches.
Amen.
But there are also others we use when you are building a story building, you are going upstairs.
And there,
because of its weight, we don't use the 6 inches strong one. We use hollow blocks.
Amen.
Amen.
So
you may be hollow. And because you are hollow, we don't put you at the foundation. And you don't say, hey, they didn't put me at the foundation. They put others there. See, the one who fabricated the block fabricated it for a reason. That the hollow block is not for foundation because it cannot stand a certain weight. But it can still be up there and be part of the building, and the building will look very fantastic.
Amen.
Some
people are even toilets.
Yeah.
Who take the nonsense of the church?
No, people
come with all kinds of things, and you have to just bear it and then work with it.
Amen.
If there's no toilet in your house, can you imagine the problem?
So amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So it's very important. Can I have my instrumental? Where are my instrumentalists?
Yeah.
Amen. Tell somebody you are very important.
Can you
be smart? Why judge quickly? Amen.
Amen.
Anybody who can play drums for me?
Yes.
Anybody who plays a bass guitar? Anybody who plays bass guitar? Darren, come here.
Amen.
You're coming to play bass guitar.
Amen.
With your voice.
Okay, amen.
So watch it. Now, when we come to church, have you seen that there's quietness, no music?
Yeah,
is that right? Okay. So just only the keyboards. Play something. Play something quickly. Play something. Is it nice?
You
see, the church, we thought the church was so nice till we heard him playing this. Is that right? Okay. Now, as he's playing, we think that Charlie is fantastic. We are entering to heaven. Then as he's playing, play. Then you are joined. It's all nice. Is that right?
to your door.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Can I get you guys come and join them? But everything was so nice till this lovely ladies.
Papa be my teacher to your door. Oh yeah, oh yeah, Papa. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Can you see a difference?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. The cross of rain has to Joseph. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, now all of singing. Oh, yeah. No singing. Oh, yeah. The singers, keep quiet. Have you seen a change? So this is what happens when Dorilin doesn't come to church, when these singers don't come to church. Have you seen the effects of it? When they are not playing their role. Okay. Now, Mr. Drama, stop the playing. No, 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 no. So this is how it sounds in the church when Mr. Drama also is not in church. When you are not in church,
amen.
This is how it's sounding. Okay, now, music director, you two are not coming. Have you seen how the church has become?
Amen.
But when they all are in church and they start playing, okay, so Mr. Holy Keyboards, so keyboardist come, then Mr. Drummer has joined. Is it nice? Now, Larry Lee's time.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Then, my friend, you join.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all of us together. Oh, yeah. Be happy not to know who knows. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Enjoy me, yeah. Enjoy me. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Amen.
Wow. So you see that it is not the pastor alone who is very important.
Amen.
This guy here standing here is not the only important person of
Amen.
the family.
Amen.
Eh? All these people are very important.
Amen.
We had people who came and cleaned this place.
Amen.
They're very important.
Amen.
People were cleaning the toilets.
Amen.
So when you go there, it looks clean.
Amen.
Very important. People were directing traffic.
Amen.
You could have imagined the chaos. You, when you were coming here, you saw some beautiful ladies and were ushering you in.
Amen.
They may not be able to speak, come out with so many scriptures.
Amen.
Maybe even if you ask them the scripture, tell them what is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 18. You say, what, Deuteronomy? But they can greet you and be smiling and be a part of it. Can I have an amen? So all I'm trying to say is that you are important.
Amen.
You are part of the building.
Amen.
You are part of the family.
Amen.
You are part of the family.
Amen.
In fact, there are people, even those who smile and crack jokes. Me, I like people who crack jokes.
Amen.
And like talking.
Amen.
Yes, I want them around me. They are happy people. Yes, happy people. And I also want people who are so deep thinkers.
Amen.
Who, when it comes to something, they are going to solve it.
Amen.
And there are people, they employ some people just to create a hearty atmosphere at the workplace.
Amen.
It's not because of their knowledge, just people who talk. That is why the creative arts is also important.
Amen.
That is why we need music. That
Amen.
Is why we need drama.
Amen.
And we watch films and all those things. They all help us to relax and make our humanity complete.
Amen.
They are very important. Not everybody. Sule Muntari and Co. What kind of school did they go to match?
Amen.
But when you see them, they are well. I like one guy. He said, Ronaldinho. When he's playing the football, then he's smiling. And I like the guy too much. He'll be there and they'll be kicking the ball. And he said, what is nice like that?
Amen.
He's playing to be paid and he's enjoying himself and entertaining.
Amen.
And so when you are here, you are part of this family.
Amen.
We like you.
Amen.
We like you.
Amen.
Even if, listen, let me tell you, in every big family, extended family, you will not agree with everybody.
Amen.
You will not agree with everybody.
Amen.
So when you go for family meeting, you see that challenge, you go and gravitate towards the person that you flow with a little.
Amen.
Yeah. So if you come and you see that challenge, someone doesn't flow with you, it's okay. See your family member. Sit by the person you flow with.
Amen.
And be there.
Amen.
If you are in a group that you think that Charlie, what is going on is creating something, wants to drive you out of the family, you say, no, 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 after the family is for life.
Amen.
So I will rather join this other group. Amen. So that I will still be in my family.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
It's all by force.
Amen.
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 But be in the family.
Amen.
Be part of the family.
Amen.
Because that it gives God pleasure for you to be part of the family.
Amen.
And, but if you have any issue with somebody, solve it.
Amen.
Don't go and talk to anybody. One of the ways to solve it is just go to the person and say, brother, I think the last time when you said this, even joking, say, Charlie, you pierced me, pal. The way you said the thing entered into me, pal. Oh, is that so? Oh, I'm sorry. But you don't go and say, hey, you, I've meant you, pal. See, the last time, the way you spoke to me, you see, when you take fire, they will meet you with fire. So when there's fire, take water. And then you kill the thing. And then you have warned your brother. You can win an argument, but you may not have warned your brother or your sister. So sometimes for the sake of winning,
Amen.
You just calm down.
Amen.
A lot of times, many church people, they do a lot of things. And I know they have acted in foolishness.
Amen.
But you humble yourself. Just be cool. You want to make sure that you are getting your brothers and sisters and go in the church. He said, it's okay, don't worry. You fooled, but it's okay, we forgive you.
Amen.
Don't fool again.
Amen.
Don't fool again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you flowing with me?
Amen.
Yeah. When you quarrel with your wife, you quarrel with your wife. Haven't you quarreled with your wife before? You quarrel. But after that, you are family. Quarrel and come together.
Amen.
If you are in church, let me tell you, if you are part of a family, you will be hurt.
Amen. So can we see one? We make tear on us.
Me, in this church, I will hurt you.
So no, with me, it's your answer.
You too, you hurt me.
Once we tear on us,
many times you too have offended me.
You call me brother, sweet tear on us.
And I can mention names. I can put everyone. I can say you did this. You did this. You did this. Yes, yes. But we offend each other and we forgive each other and we stay. Yes. That's how to live as a family. You offend each other. Mm. And Jesus himself said in Luke 17, 1, it's impossible that offenses will not come. And so once we are close, we offend each other. Sometimes even what you are thinking, you didn't plan to hurt the person, but what you are doing may be a hurt the person. What nonsense somebody can tolerate, another person is not tolerating it. So what you are cracking, you using as a joke, the person sees it as a very serious thing. So you must even discern people.
Amen.
You know, there are people, they are very serious.
Amen.
Amen. But when you are in the church, and you get hurt, heal yourself. Get healed. And join and stay in the family. Because when you go out, you become like a prodigal son, you may end up eating cold food and stealing food meant for pigs. You see, we had a footballer, Asian, when he was Mourinho was his coach. Do you realize that he was shining power?
Mourinho,
yeah. You see, the man liked him and was fetching him and showing him where to be. And so the guy was shining. When he moved into another club later, Mourinho was no more his coach. You see that everything went down. There's a guy called Tony Bafo.
Yeah. Tony Bafo.
When he was with a certain team in Germany, which team was he in? Eintracht Frankfurt. They used to chant his name like a god. Yegola, Yegola, Yegola. You would chant his name. But when later he moved on, whether because of money or he was tired of the place, and he went to Leeds, Leeds offered him more money.
Somebody's
but we don't do things just because of money.
Yeah, dear,
he followed them and he went there, and that was the, from Leeds. We never heard of Yegola again. So there is a place you are, you shining. Life is going on and all those things. Stay there. When they correct you, stay there. When you are not happy, stay there. The following day, you'll be happy.
That is what we Amen.
Am I teaching you something here? Yes. And in church, they teach you how to absorb nonsense. Some people say, sometimes some nonsense, you cannot even take your family. They say, I don't take nonsense, eh? I don't take nonsense. In the church, you must learn to take nonsense. And all the abuses. I said, we must take the shouting on you and all those things. He said, the small church we came to, they were shouting at us. They were doing that. You are being taught how to be disciplined so that when you go to the world and your boss shouts at you, you don't shout back, they will sack you.
Man,
some of you, you are not being promoted because of the way your face looks like. And the way you are no catchy, when you go to a place, you think your boss, listen, anytime a boss is a place, when you say something, a bird whispers it into
their ear.
And your boss is also seeing you. You think he's not seeing you. Your behavior and everything. Sometimes they will even intentionally test you and say, go and do this. And they are looking at your response. But when you learn how to absorb all those the nonsenses in church, when you go to your workplace, now you can absorb all the super nonsense, and that is why you'll be promoted.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. One particular year, my father-in-law had come from the U.S. We're having a camp meeting. My pastor sends a message.
The pastor
to me. Make sure canopies are erected.
So she said, "You move patano."
Don't think.
Man,
do it.
Yeah.
Hey. It sounds some way. If I write that letter to you, you will send it around and say, "Look at what." Bishop
that time
there was a pastor in charge of ashes. Chief usher and his assistant were there.
Chief usher and then
other associate ministers were there. Junior ministers were there. But I'm the one he asked to go and do that. And whilst I was making sure that it was done, he said in the evening, lead a prayer. For the also, service. It was supposed to be an on watch night service. Yeah, then after right. That, lead praise.
So we are
pressure. And so I had to do it. I couldn't go and talk with my people. I had not even taken my bath. So someone would have said, you be justified that my in-laws have come. I have to go and see them. I haven't taken my bath. I've been here in the Chimota school all this while. Why am I here? Why is he using me? Or even giving the job to somebody. But I made sure that I diligently did it. When the pastor came during the service, he took his third piece and threw it on me. You don't understand what it means. The man is heavily anointed. It's a mantle. Then he said when he was coming, something told him he should go back home. So on the way, he went back home to fill his pockets with money. And then he pulled the money like that and gave it to me. What a way to start a year. And that same day, he organized a new car for me. I had to absorb the nonsense. So in church, as you come, people will say, they will do their faces. You are usher. You are greeting. People are greeting you. And you know somebody, they greet you. I see you got leprosy. They do that. Don't worry. That's how they want to greet you. You shake the quarter hand with a smile and go away. Or you even use the cracker and say, Charlie, I want a full palm. Is that right? Maybe they have a reason. Maybe too, they have a problem. I hope you are getting me. Maybe they've got a problem. Maybe they have a problem with their thumb or something. And some people too, when they agree with their hand. You know. So don't get angry. Just, I always tell mommy, I said, accept people the way they are. How far they want to go with you, accept it. In accordance with the word of God. Can have an amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not out of word, but I'm out of time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So if I didn't come to church, you don't have heard this message.
So
I could have said it's my birthday, Charlie. Let me take my wife, make we go chill. That's what some of you do. Your birthday, we're looking for you. You are chill. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You want to chill? Okay, go and chill and come. But when you are not around, we'll miss you.
Amen.
Amen.
We
miss you. We miss you.
So
all I came to tell you today is that you are part of a beautiful family.
This
is a good church. If anybody tells you that this is a good church,
we are sorry,
and there is love here, there is joy here, there is togetherness here. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And when you are part of a family, and you are having a party, people will be there.
So okay, we
people will be there. Your family members will be there. Joy shared is joy doubled.
Amen.
And when you also have a problem, there will be people who are there.
So what?
And pain shared is pain halved.
Amen.
And so that if you really want to be in a place, this is the house of God.
Be here.
Your best friend should be in the church. Your advisor should be in the church.
Amen.
Senior elder has been with me for over 30 something years.
Senior elder,
he has to go anywhere in the world. He goes to his work, sometimes takes even impromptu. He never leaves Ghana. Sometimes even Accra without telling me. This man, elderly man. If when on the way, he will send him. If he doesn't get me, anybody that has to pass through to get in touch with me, he will tell me.
Amen.
I'm going here.
Amen.
And he received prayer.
Amen.
Are you here with me? Yeah. So we are together.
Amen.
As a family.
Amen.
When the daughter passed, we were there.
Amen.
That very night. Midnight, we were there.
Amen.
Because his pain is our pain.
Amen.
We're there to stand with him.
Amen.
All through.
Amen.
The funeral, we were there.
Amen.
We organized, church members were there, became duchess.
Amen.
Pastor Maxwell and Kim, they were there. So if they were not there, how was he going? He has 5 members, but maybe they may not have him the way he wanted to be.
Amen.
So don't say that my family, your biological family, the church family will help you even better.
Amen.
Oh yes.
Yes. Sorry,
Amen. My birthday, my family in Paris, they called me. I'm talking about spiritual family. They called me, and they added another Spanish family to add. So my birthday, they sang in French for me, and they sang in Spanish for me.
I was Spanish.
It's just so nice.
Man.
Are you getting me? I have brothers and sisters outside the country.
So
nobody has actually invited and said, come, whatever. But through my brothers and sisters in Christ, I've traveled the nations of the world.
Man.
And when I go, first class treatment,
Amen.
You see the enjoyment and everything.
Amen.
So see, the church is a very important place. The
Amen.
Church is a very important place.
It's
the church is a very important place. The church is a family. This church is your family.
Don't leave the church. Don't leave your family. Don't leave the family.
Amen.
Amen. One of our brothers, he was there from Nigeria, whatever he's I could see that his life was descending into a bad place. I took his results, and I went to a university and I told one of the lecturers, I said, for my sake, make sure this guy is admitted.
Amen.
I said, I will pay for admission fees, I will pay for the content of his results, I will pay for anything, and I paid for the school fees, and I gave him spending money, and today he has gone to school and finished.
Amen.
I don't know his father, I've never seen the father's face before, nothing, but because he's a family member, the way I love my children and pay school fees for my children,
amen,
I also want him to do well in life.
Amen.
And so I had to do it.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes. So don't take it when you are in the church. Don't take it that daddy's family is just one, two, three. No, you are my family.
Amen.
And so when I go, I travel sometimes, I buy things as much as I could for each trip. You people get this one. Santa, I buy even pants, ladies, and put them in my pockets and things, and I come and distribute them around.
Amen.
Because these are my family.
Amen.
My family. It's Amen. You that you don't see the church as a family. From today, see this church as a family.
Amen.
I see you as a family.
Amen.
I see you as my brother.
Amen.
I see you as my sister.
Amen.
Oh, I see you as my brother.
Amen.
I see you as my sister.
Amen.
I see you as my daughter.
Amen.
I see you as my son.
Amen.
I see you as my friend.
Amen.
I see you as a family member.
Amen. Say,
this one needs admission. Right now, as I'm speaking right now, I am organizing admission for somebody. I call the professor.
And
they look at the person's grade. He said, we can do this. I said, let's work it out. Let's do this. Because I want my family members to do well.
Amen.
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 I want my family members. When you were at APAM, didn't I come there? I came to APAM.
Amen.
I traveled and came. We came there, come and see a family member.
Amen.
Over there.
Amen.
One of our family members had an issue at the police.
Amen.
They put him there. It was a very serious case.
Amen.
When I heard it, I said, no. If it is my biological child who was there, how can I eat? I couldn't eat. Mommy couldn't eat. I said, let's do something immediately.
Amen.
We got hold of lawyer. The lawyer, whatever it takes. Lawyer, thank God, was on his way somewhere else in Sawam. He came back, went to them. The police went to work things out and make sure that the guy will not stay in their cells through the weekend. And I saw that if the guy tried to stay in the cell, he will not survive, he will die. And ask me, Bible says God gives men for soul. Somebody died in his place. He would have died. So while the church, you have a prophet. Maybe will not be said, I see. Even when I say, I may not tell you, unless God wants me to tell you.
Amen.
But what I saw, I had to just act on it. And God pulled him out of the place.
Amen.
Because I see him as a son.
Amen.
So tell your friend, you are family. You are my family member.
Amen.
You are my brother.
Father,
you are my sister.
Just take me by the hand. As long as
you give us a tune.
I walk in side by side. As long as
you are my brother.
You are my brother.
You are, look, tell the person, you are my brother.
Take me by the
hand. Say, take me by the hand. I'm not taking so much by the hand.
We will stand. There's no world that can defeat us.
Yeah.
And we walk inside by side. As long as there is life, we will stand.
You are my brother.
You are my brother.
Umberto, you are my brother. You are my brother.
Just take me by the hand. As long as
Michaela, you are my daughter.
We will stand.
Yeah.
As long
Vanessa, you are my sister in Christ. Ah, isn't it nice? Hey!
We will stand.
Say, you are my brother.
You are my brother. You are my sister. Put me by the hand.
Oh, you take her by the hand. Hey!
We will stand. There's no problem can defeat us.
Yeah. Somebody, me to come and hold me, somebody.
Hey,
I want to be part of the family.
Hey,
no, I walk alone.
Brother,
hey,
let's one big family.
One more time, say
we are one to another. One brother, one brother, one sister.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we want to thank you.
Amen.
Now put your hand on somebody's shoulder, one person, and pray that, Lord, may you plant my sister, plant my brother in your house. Bible says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish. Let a person be planted. Let a person be committed. Let a person know that he's a family member. In the name of Jesus, pray for the person. Pray, say, Lord, yes, this family is forever. It's forever. It's forever. It's forever. In the name of Jesus, it's forever. Lay hands. Lay hands on them. Pray for them. Say, Lord, make my brother stable, committed in your house, flourish in your church. In the name of, use my brother in your house. Let him be a blessing, a blessing. Say, I bless you, my brother. I bless you, my sister. I bless you, my friend. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. In the name of Jesus. With your hand there, Father.
Amen.
As you are holding one another.
Amen.
May there be no weak chain. Knit us together.
Amen.
With your cord of love.
Amen.
We pray that you connect us together.
Amen.
As one big family.
Amen.
Full of love.
Amen.
And care.
Amen.
And concern.
Amen.
For one another.
Amen.
Bless your people.
Amen.
Honor them.
Amen.
Favor them.
Amen.
Make a way for them.
Amen.
Let the singles get married.
Amen.
Let the married have children.
Amen.
Let people get new business doors. I pray for new business doors.
Amen.
Let people build buildings.
Amen.
And have cars.
Amen.
And have friends.
Amen.
Who will stand with them.
Amen.
For child dedication.
Amen.
Car dedication.
Amen.
House dedication.
Amen.
Business dedication.
Amen.
International traveling.
Amen.
For family to for them.
Amen. Hey,
Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious
amen.
Name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I see you get your new car. I see you coming to park your car there.
Amen.
I see you dedicating your house.
Amen.
I'm coming to dedicate your house.
Amen.
I'm coming to dedicate your new house.
Amen.
I'm coming to be with you. When you are going to the airport, I'll go there with you. I see you get the scholarships.
Amen.
I see God open doors for you.
Amen.
I'll be there for your
Amen.
I'll be there for your child dedication.
Amen.
We will be there for you.
Amen.
We'll be there for you.
Amen.
We'll be there for you.
Amen.
We will be there for you.
Amen.
We'll be there for you.
Amen.
Because we are one big family.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, hallelujah.
Minus.
To be a family member, you must be purchased by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And so if you are here and say, preacher, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want him to be the Lord of my life. Just raise your right hand wherever you are. I'll pray with
Amen.
You. God bless you.
So much,
You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to become a family member? You want to become a family member? By giving your life to Jesus. Raise your right hand. Thank you, Jesus. And pray this prayer after me. Say, is there somebody out there? Say a prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father. Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
And sending Jesus.
And sending Jesus.
Who purchased me with his precious blood.
Purchased me with precious blood.
I thank you that I'm a family member.
Thank you that I'm a family member.
And I'll live for you.
And I'll live for
all the days of my life.
All the days of
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.